Joey Bader Show, 1049. Three more guesses on the air, Jason. That's it. Because I need to get to other things. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Several groups are urging the UN. All right, we have an email winner. Is this an email contest or not? It is. Well, then we have it. Jason says yes. Well, all right, yes. All right, we are going to, I'll tell you what, Todd wins, but go ahead. We can give away two pair if this works out, because I said we'd take three more callers, but Todd has won a pair of Brewers tickets. Patrick in Wisconsin Rapids, go.
How about Penn State?
Ah, boy, are you close. Boy, I'm not going to accept that answer. But boy, are you in the, if you'll pardon the pun, the right church. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Friends on texts have it. Everybody has it. Todd in an email has it. Stephen Menasha, go.
Is it Fox for continuing to play American Idol?
No. One more. We have one more here, and then Todd will be the lone winner if Brian in Green Bay doesn't get it. Brian, what do you think it is?
Yeah, I think it's the colleges with their athletic programs.
Close, but not quite. As Todd so accurately put it, teachers' unions for sheltering and protecting bad teachers, sex abuse, and such. I can argue in the last 20 years that teacher sex abuse is a much bigger issue than church sex abuse. Absolutely. If you're going to go after the Catholic Church, go after the National Education Association. Go after the American Federation of Teachers. Go after WEAC. If you're going to do that, if you're going to go after the Catholic, I will tell you right now, in recent years, teacher sex abuse is a much bigger issue than priest sex abuse. Go after them. Find them guilty of torture. Todd, Jason will be in touch with you via email, seeing how you won via email. I got to tell you, I am really surprised that took that long. There is a piece, I am now definitely saving this for the after show video. I teased it for the show today, but we will do it in the after show video. It is this. The real minimum wage is zero. How's that for a tease? The real minimum wage is zero. That will be the after show video topic for today. Speaking of the church or churches or religion, I guess, as we were moments ago, near the end of this show yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a split 5-4, upheld the constitutionality of saying an invocation or prayer before a public meeting, city council, county board, school board, etc. Reading from the Wall Street Journal, and I could read from any other number of publications here, the Supreme Court on Monday upheld the practice of public prayer before local government meetings, rejecting arguments that overwhelmingly Christian invocations violate the constitutional bar on the establishment of an official religion. In other words, if you don't have Islam, if you don't have Jewish, Buddhist, whatever other religion you could, violate the constitutional bar on the establishment of an official religion. The case split the court 5-4 along its conservative-liberal divide, with Justice Anthony Kennedy delivering the majority opinion that permitted prayers at Greece, New York town board meetings. Our tradition assumes that adult citizens, firm in their own beliefs, can tolerate and perhaps appreciate a ceremonial prayer delivered by a person of a different faith. The court found the town's practice constitutional under a 1983 precedent upholding invocations before a state legislature. Kennedy stressed the unique nature of legislative invocations, a tradition dating to the Continental Congress, and distinguished the town board case from precedents barring teacher-led prayers or religious invocations of public classrooms and graduation ceremonies. What this means is, it was rather immediate. A federal judge in Baltimore, citing the Greece decision on Monday, lifted a preliminary injunction issued in March that restricted invocations at Carroll County, Maryland commission meetings. The injunction had barred invoking the name of a specific deity associated with anyone's specific faith or belief in prayers given at board meetings, while a legal challenge to Carroll County public prayers went forward. Now, in dissent, Justice Elena Kagan wrote that while the Constitution doesn't impose a bright separationist line between church and state, Greece's policy still violated the First Amendment Establishment Clause because it produced overwhelmingly sectarian prayers at government meetings. I'm not going to just dismiss out of hand her argument. I want to share it with you. Month in and month out, for over a decade, prayers steeped in only one faith addressed toward members of the public commence meetings to discuss local affairs and distribute government benefits, Justice Kagan wrote in a dissent joined by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, and Sonia Sotomayor. This practice thus divides the citizenry, creating one class that shares the board's own evident religious beliefs and another far smaller class that does not. Justice Kennedy, however, wrote that the fact that nearly all the clergy who delivered Greece's invocations were Christian reflected the community where no congregation of other faiths were listed in the town directory. In other words, is there a rabbi? Is there someone from a mosque? Here's what I would argue. If they rejected a request for an invocation to be done by an imam or a rabbi, I think that would be different. I have covered city meetings, governmental meetings, where a rabbi delivered the invocation. And let me ask you this. If you were sitting in a city council meeting and an imam from a local mosque delivered the invocation, would you be offended? If there's a mosque and they requested, I know some of you would be uncomfortable. I wouldn't, and I think it would violate the Constitution not to allow them to deliver the invocation. It absolutely would. This is not state-sponsored religion. Nobody is telling you have to believe what is said. It's not proselytizing. It's not indoctrination. And for those of you who don't think that this government was founded on religious beliefs, again, our government is not founded on the Bible, and most conservatives don't think it is. It's founded on the Constitution. But what conservatives believe is the religious beliefs of the founders guided them. And contrary to what they believe, oh, they were deists. Oh, that is a 20th century liberal fabrication. They were Christians, witnessed by the Continental Congress. As this piece points out, this 5-4 type of decision is where people bemoan how polarized we are. Look, one side is right and one side is wrong. There's going to be polarity. I think the evidence is clear that the majority is right here. Kennedy's a swing vote. He goes back and forth. He swung with the conservatives on this one. We're polarized because roughly half the high court is right and half the high court is wrong. It would be that way if liberals held the majority. I, of course, would think the majority is wrong. And the only time the left brings up polarization is when they're on the short end of the polarization stick. 10:58, just 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.